You're listening to Dose of Depth podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Lukovich, and I invite you to be curious about your unique experience of being human. In this podcast, we'll explore the deeper meaning of ordinary life experiences through conversation, stories, and education. You might have a serious aha moment, or you might just be amused by the movie your life seems to be imitating, or you might just be entertained by one of my awkward stories. I'm hoping you'll become more aware of those moments when a deeper part of you is prompting you to see things differently and maybe even go a new direction. So let's get started. In this episode, you're going to get a treat, a hands-on experience with active imagination. I also created a video version, which you can find on my YouTube channel. Active imagination is a technique which was developed by C.G. Jung, one of the founders of depth psychology. And by now, you might recall that depth psychology is the study of the unconscious, which is the source of mysterious forces that show up in our lives as unexpected reactions, dysfunctional ways of thinking and behaving, the inability to leave a toxic relationship or job, and anxiety about one's purpose. These forces lead to amazing experiences too, like getting swept up in a romantic encounter that leads to new experiences of desire, pleasure, and love, or those experiences of creativity where you surrender to something that feels like it takes you over. You look back after writing or drawing and you remark, "How did I do that? It's so good. I don't remember how I did that." I've been doing a lot of inner child work with clients lately, so I thought I'd focus on that for this active imagination exercise. Whether you're stuck or not, doing inner child work always brings new insights. For me, it's not about re-experiencing painful memories. Rather, it's more about reaching back and grabbing or integrating something that can help you get unstuck now or move forward on a path that isn't clear yet. Remember, your unconscious is also the place where forgotten desires and potentials are hiding, waiting to be remembered and expressed at just the right time in your life. The first step in active imagination is simply choosing a starting point, like a dream, memory, recent conflict, emotion like anger or anxiety, or you can allow your unconscious to choose by sitting in stillness for a couple minutes and seeing what comes up. The second step is deepening into a relaxed state to be more open to where your imagination wants to take you. The third step is the actual experience, and the fourth is coming out of the imaginative state, lingering in it, and then processing and reflecting. Here's one scenario where doing inner child work can be helpful. Times of transition. They often unleash buried pieces of you that quickly fill in the gap left by shedding something old, like a relationship or a career. You might not know what those pieces are, just that there are mysterious forces making you do things you don't usually do. That old thing might show up as an affair or being swept up in a relationship that makes no sense. It might be an uncontrollable urge to quit your high-paying job without having a new one to take its place. Or it might just feel like overwhelming anxiety, sadness, or angst about your life or an upcoming birthday. The moment I stopped trying to make myself responsible for fixing my marriage and instead began focusing on exploring my inner world, there were emotions and urges that felt like they were escaping from prison. I started playing beach volleyball at 48. I was obsessed with it. I relished in my skill development. I would burst out in cartwheels on the court, and I loved my growing muscles, which were showing as the extra weight gained from stress started melting. One night during this time, a time when I was in this threshold between the old and the new, I found myself at a new favorite bar. I was in the process of finalizing my divorce, so there was a kind of shedding going on of one version of me, and I had gotten a new job, but I didn't really know who I was becoming. The bar was a couple blocks from where my soon-to-be ex and I had lived in our 20s. I loved living in that neighborhood. Oddly, it was also a couple blocks from where the younger man lived who had recently unleashed sexual desire that had been buried in me. Most times, I just studied there with a glass of wine. I know this sounds weird, but other times the bar owner and I would draw. He was an artist, and he loved that I was a willing partner. He'd bring out his paper and pastels to share. That night, I uncomfortably stared at the paper, took a sip of wine, and then another sip, and I realized I was being challenged to draw something other than my go-to favorite flower, the delphinium. The fact that I felt paralyzed told me drawing flowers had become a kind of defense mechanism. And I also have an artist complex because my two sisters are actually very good artists. So I made myself just stare at that page until I started drawing lines from the center of the page to the end. It was like I was in a trance. As I continued drawing lines all the way around the page with pastel crayons, I wondered, but I followed. When I finished and stepped back, my eyes grew wide. I noticed the space left in the middle happened to take the shape of a heart. I knew that mattered, so I outlined it, and I was surprised that with intensity I colored it in with shades of pink and red. Then the tears came. I had found my forgotten inner child. Immediately, I remembered the school photo of the little six-year-old girl with four missing front teeth, long hair that was pulled back, bangs, and wearing a red dress. I'm pretty sure that memory represented life before the severe bullying began in school and would last for the next 3 years of my life. I hadn't really ever thought about that time in my life. Surrendering to the vulnerability of drawing opened the doorway through which my inner child reached me after decades of perfecting my persona of strength. I couldn't ignore her anymore. She wanted to be seen and to play. And like a typical six-year-old, her exuberance would be hard to contain from time to time, which caused my inner lawyer some distress, but that's for another lesson. My inner child became an important guide as I experienced new depths of connection with my body physically, sexually, and spiritually. And I remembered my love for art, dance, writing, and psychology, which are now all part of my new mission, brand, and business. The other reason to connect with your inner child is when you just cannot overcome a limiting belief and it's keeping you stuck in a situation. Your mind tells you you're strong and capable and lovable, but the feelings of unworthiness just sneak in and take over. Or you're trying to change a stubborn pattern of thinking or reacting. It's not a question of willpower, and you beat yourself up for sabotaging yourself. So, ready to try? Are you ready to connect with your inner child? She or he is waiting for you, waiting for a loving hug, understanding, or to skip into your life to lead you on an adventure. We're going to do some active imagination now, so get comfortable. Feel free to pause this recording if you need time to rearrange yourself or move to another room. Now, close your eyes if that feels safe. We're going to take a huge breath in, hold it for a couple seconds, and then sigh it out for a count of six. Ready? Feel free to make noise while you sigh it out. I love sighing right now. Let's do that again. Now, there are a couple of options here, and you will know which one is right for you by how your body feels. The first is to go back and visit your inner child wherever and whenever your imagination takes you. The other option is to invite your inner child to visit you in present time, where you are. You may find that your inner child wants something from you, like a hug or assurance that you remember him or her. Or you may find that your inner child is the one who wants to make you feel better or remind you of something. During this active imagination exercise, just see where your imagination leads you. And remember that you always have a choice of whether to continue or to hang back and be an observer or keep on going. Like I said, you'll be able to feel your way. Now, with your eyes closed, see where your imagination begins this journey. It might be way back in early childhood, or it might be your teenage years, or it could be when you were a young adult. It might start at a painful memory, or at a place where you felt safe and had fun. Just be open to being led. Or if you invited your inner child to the present, Just observe where your inner child wants to meet you. Does he or she want to sit on the couch with you? Or does your imagination take you to another room of the house or to a nearby park? When you arrive, observe where your inner child is in relation to you. Are you hanging back as an observer of some scene from your past? Or are you face to face with them? Do whatever you're comfortable with. The purpose is to just let your inner child know you see them. Where does your imagination take you now? Pay attention to the scenery, colors, smells, sounds, your emotions. The story may go on and on, or it might be short and sweet. Do you want to approach your inner child? Or do you want to just watch her or him? What is their reaction? What emotions do you think they are feeling? How about your emotions? Do they speak? Do they want to speak? Do you want to say, "Hey, buddy," or "Hey, sweetie, I know what happened. I see you. I'm here now." Do you feel they need a hug? Give her or him a hug. Do they want to hug you? If you're in the present, does your inner child want to play or get a tour of your home or go to the park? Do the two of you want to talk or play or just sit on the couch or some swings? Just allow your imagination to lead for as long as you want. If you've been observing, that's okay. If your inner child isn't ready for you, that's okay too. Don't have any expectations. How are you feeling now? Do you want to stay? If you're ready to go, be sure to ask your inner child if they want to meet again, and maybe ask what they'd like to do next time. If both of you are feeling it, embrace, hug, smile, laugh, say you're so glad you got together for this play date. Take your time and come back. Take a breath, open your eyes, and just linger in what you're feeling. Feel free to pause the recording. There might be tears. But tears are great. It means something is already shifting. There might be laughter because you remembered how darn adorable you were. There might be a huge aha or a flood of memories. My clients always become fond of their inner child immediately and want to go back and visit soon. Your inner child is a part of you after all. For many, when we do this work, their inner child becomes a new partner in their life. For some, their inner child helps them remember to play and have fun. For others, they remember how empowered and carefree they once felt, and they're able to call on that now. For others, they feel a new sense of wholeness because they've integrated a part of themselves that had been forgotten or purposely locked in a closet to avoid something painful. What are your emotions right now? How did they change throughout the experience? You might feel a shift or nothing at all. Don't have any expectations. Your unconscious will be processing something, and the aha might come fast or might come slow. I highly recommend that now you go for a walk or move your body in some other way, or dance, or even cook a homemade meal, all activities that help process the experience. Then set aside some time to journal or draw the experience. Your drawing doesn't need to be the scenery. Rather, your drawing could be shapes, colors, textures, other images that want to be drawn and might not be understood until more time passes. Journaling could revolve around specific images or emotions during the experience. Write your associations with those images and then see if a metaphor is revealed that helps you relate the experience to something in your life. Reflect about it over time. No matter what, you will be alert to things you weren't before. I promise you will see and notice things you just never did, and you will become more curious. That's it. That's one way to use active imagination. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you'd like me to do more hands-on activities here or on my YouTube channel, send me a message to dlukovic@gmail.com. And if this was helpful, share it with others. Until next time. I'm your host, Deborah Lukovic, and you are listening to Dose of Depth podcast. To get updates on new episodes, my writing, and how I teach my clients to get to know that deeper part of themselves, go to DeborahLukovic.com. Oh, and if you're not ready for a coach, learn what my clients know in my book, Your Soul is Talking. Are you listening? 5 Steps to Uncovering Your Hidden Purpose. You can check it out on my website or get it on Amazon.